Hey everybody, it's been a little longer than I normally go between episodes, but I was out of town. I was in Chicago over the weekend attending a live recording of one of my favorite podcasts, Upgrade. It's a Apple Tech podcast. So if you happen to listen to that and you heard their recent live show from Chicago, I was there front row and it was awesome. Anyway, I am back now and I was going to do a Comic Thoughts today. And then I got an email from Stuart, and I like that idea better. So I'm going to talk about that instead of my original plan, which, hey, maybe I'll save for later in the week, or maybe I'll just let it go entirely. I'll decide that later. Stuart wants to know, what is up with Deathstroke for live action? What is going on? Where are we going to see him next? You might remember Deathstroke was last seen and only seen in live action recently. At least in the movies, at the tail end of Justice League in their credit scene. Now, we also, of course, saw Manu Bennett play Deathstroke on Arrow. He was the big bad of season 2. He also reappeared once in season 3 and then again in season 5, where he wasn't the big bad, but he had a small arc. And then we saw him in a couple episodes of season 6. Now, I will say, so where do I think he's going to be? Are we going to see him again in the DCEU? Are we going to see him on Arrow in the DCCW? Or what about Titans over on DC Universe? Now, I believe it was Jeff Johns, and that's what Stuart mentions in his email, has brought up Deathstroke's name related to Titans. I don't know if that was for season 1 or season 2, but we know that it's been renewed for season 2, so I would be absolutely shocked if we did not see him, Deathstroke, played by a new actor by the end of season 2. Now, a lot of people would have wanted to see Manu Bennett reprise the role. And frankly, I would not have exactly been upset about that. I've actually met Manu Bennett in person a couple times. Super awesome guy. Really fun to chat with. I had a conversation with him at a convention, and it was just so much fun to talk with him. He's a great guy, and I love the work he did on Arrow. That said, I kind of feel like that character is done. The Arrow version is done. On top of what I think we can safely call a fact that they are not connected. The Titans on DCU is not connected to the DCCW. And frankly, at this point, I think that's okay. I used to subscribe to the theory of I wanted to do what Marvel was, you know, pretending to do and have it all connected. But I am beyond that at this point. I've changed and evolved my thinking on it, and I am fine with them being separate. Let the DCCW do its own thing, and at this point, they've told their Deathstroke stories. I think the next place we see him is on Titans. He was teased at the end of Justice League. I don't think we're going to see this Legion of Doom that may or may not have been setting up. It seems like that was all plans before Hamada's take over in charge of it, before Justice League in general. And so I feel like the DCEU has a very, very definitive dividing line of Justice League and earlier Aquaman and later. I will be surprised if we see Deathstroke in the DCEU anytime soon. That said, if it happens, I agree with Stuart's email. I feel like a likely place is Suicide Squad 2, which we know is going to be written, and I personally hope possibly directed by James Gunn, but written by him for sure. And I feel like Deathstroke is a really, really good villain for the Suicide Squad. You know, I did not like the first movie. I thought it failed on multiple fronts, not the least of which was the official villain. I mean, if you see the movie, really, Waller's kind of the villain of the Suicide Squad, and she was fine. She wasn't one of my complaints, but the real villains of the Suicide Squad movie I thought were awful. And Deathstroke, I think, would be perfect. Perfect for villains for that. So I would love to see that. I like that idea a lot. That said, he has a huge history with the Titans from the comic books, and that is something that I would appreciate seeing. And so I think that would be, I mean, especially after having watched 2 episodes of Titans, I'm not going to get into spoilers here. I'm just going to say I would love to see him next tackled there. I mean, it's possible we'll see this Legion of Doom stuff that allegedly was being built, but I just kind of feel like that's not where I'd place my bets. Now, that said, Stuart did ask, you know, if we'd see him in Titans, is it less likely to see him in the movies or vice versa? I kind of feel like we are past that point. I'm sure there are still individual characters where that's the case, but I feel like overall we are past the point of, if If we see something in the shows, it's not in the movies. If we see it in the movies, it's not in the shows. When Suicide Squad was on Arrow, there were rumors of like a miniseries or a TV movie or something headed up by Diggle. And I think that would have been awesome. But of course, it came out that that got scrapped basically for the movie. So I feel like that was the last big time that the movies affected it. Of course, we know for a while they didn't want Deathstroke on the shows because of the movies either. And then that's kind of flip-flopped. The very presence of the Flash, of Barry Allen, of Superman on both television and the movies, I think negates the entire theory that you can't have more than one. The Joker Elseworlds movie, for lack of a better phrase, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie, along with, you know, technically Jared Leto is still the Joker in the DCEU. Whether or not we see him again remains to be seen. I hope we do. But I feel like we are kind of, at least with DC, they're looking past the point of you can only have one interpretation of the character on screen at a time. And there is a little bit of history for that just because Superman Returns came out during Smallville. But I think we are past that point. So I don't think Deathstroke being in the Titans, which I feel is extremely likely, again, if not this year, if next season, I don't think him being there is going to keep them from using him in the movies. I think the only thing that would keep them from using him in the movies is if they are wanting to break away from the Justice League and earlier plans. But again, I, for right now, am going to hope that if we see him theatrically, that it is in Suicide Squad. I feel like that would be an absolute amazing place to put him. Honestly, I kind of like that idea more than him versus Batman, which, don't get me wrong, could be epic, but I kind of like the idea of him going against the Suicide Squad more, just because it is really cool when you put him up against a team of characters and he still shows how awesome he is at able to take them out, and or at least the bare minimum give them a hard time. I mean, he's gone up against the Justice League before and given them a hard time. So hopefully we see him there. But you know what? I would like to see him again. He's not my favorite character. I don't need a Deathstroke solo movie. Let's put it that way. I don't need that. I mean, I'll go see it. But he's not usually a character I like when he's the protagonist, but I like it when he's the antagonist in stories. And so I am definitely not opposed to seeing him again. And I guess I will just reiterate, Titans, I think, is inevitable. And I hope that if we do see him in the movies, it will be on the Suicide Squad sequel. Thanks. I'm on Twitter at BrinTechPrime.